Peoria Chiefs Baseball is on the air. Peoria Chiefs Baseball is brought to you by these exclusive partners: Amaranth, Caterpillar, SevQ, and Health Alliance. And now we send it to the host of the Chiefs pregame show, Brendan Howe.
Good evening, baseball fans, and welcome into the Chiefs pregame show. Brendan Howe here with you, and a pleasure you're able to join us as well. We are getting set for Game 3 of a six-game series between the 9-8 Chiefs and the 11-6 Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Peoria has won the first two contests this week and have snatched a lead in the season series 3-2, with another round still to come here tonight from Dozer Park in downtown Peoria. The opener on Tuesday was headlined by another sensational effort from Michael McGreevy, and yesterday it was Tommy Jew who was the hero, hitting his second home run of the season, a three-run shot in the eighth that gave the Chiefs a permanent lead, which would wind up going final at 5-2. That was the major storyline from yesterday, but Chiefs starter Gordon Graceffo was excellent yet again as well in his own right, striking out 9 T-Rat hitters over his 5 2/3 innings of work. And for what it's worth, Graceffo now leads the Midwest League in the strikeout department with 30 total punchouts. He's been flying a little bit under the radar, perhaps overshadowed a bit by his teammate Michael McGreevy, but have been absolutely splendid. And on the offensive side of things, Mason Wynn also continues to excel. He extended his hit streak to 11 games with a base hit in the second frame last night, and the Cardinals' top five prospect also places tops in the Midwest League in the average column, leading the next closest player in the Midwest League to Cedar Rapids' Christian Encarnacion Strand by 20 average points. Mason Wynn sits at 432 entering play, Christian Encarnacion Strand at 412. That just shows you how good Mason Wynn has been over the course of this season and his 11-game hitting streak. And Peoria's lineup as a whole was certainly seeing the ball well yesterday. They only totaled 7 hits as a club, but 6 of the 9 starters came through with a knock in the ballgame. The Chiefs have also been able to showcase throughout the young season they do have a lot of patience. They added 7 walks to their team total of 79 to bump them up to 86 on the year entering play tonight, tied with Fort Wayne for tops in the Midwest League in that department. Additionally, they attempted 7 stolen bases in yesterday's game. That's a season high, and were successful 4 times. That ties a season high. As for Wisconsin, they're in a little bit of a slump as of late. They've dropped their last 3 contests, of course, running into a couple of buzzsaws at the top of the Chiefs rotation in McGreevy and Graceffo, the aforementioned duo, but they've been outscored 26-4 during that losing streak, largely due to an 18-1 defeat at the hands of Quad Cities back on Sunday. Wisconsin looking to right the ship. Peoria looking to improve into double-digit win territory with their 10th of the season tonight. If they can do so, it'll be 3 in a row, and that's what they call a win streak. We're minutes away from action here in downtown Peoria. Keep it locked. On the other side of the break, we have our pitching matchup, lineups, and more to come right here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a SevQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My SevQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously, SevQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. we connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Welcome back into the Chiefs pregame show, ladies and gentlemen. Brendan Howe here with you from the studios at Dozier Park, taking you up until first pitch in Game 3 of a six-game series between the Peoria Chiefs and Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. The Chiefs have taken the first two contests. We are set for Game number 3, the middle of the series, coming your way here tonight on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Take a look at our starting pitching matchup for the Chiefs. They'll hand the ball to Dionis Rodriguez for his fourth start of the season. He saw Wisconsin in his first go-around of 2022, going three scoreless innings, giving up just a single hit, and was able to dance his way around five walks. Those did not come back to bite him in that outing. We'll look to control the strike zone a little bit better here tonight. Rodriguez on the season has not yet earned a decision and has an ERA of a 2.25. And on the other side for Wisconsin, they'll give the ball to southpaw Brandon Knarr. He also, much like Rodriguez, faced Peoria in his first outing of the year, taking the loss in that one while working 5 2/3 innings and surrendering just one run on two hits, as it was a 1-0 Peoria victory. On the season, Knarr is 2-2 with a 2.20 ERA across 16 and a third innings of work. Now time to meet our starting lineups for tonight's contest, brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Visit their Peoria location at 4530 North Brandywine Drive for all your battery needs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. For the Chiefs, it's much the same top of the order as it has been the past couple of nights. Mason Wynn will lead off playing shortstop, and we continue to skyrocket tops in the Midwest League at 432, a home run and 7 RBIs. He added another one yesterday. Mike Antico in center field batting second, a .197 for him, looking to creep up toward that Mendoza line at 200. Jacob Buschberger behind him in the three-hole at first. He's batting .352, quietly hitting fourth in the Midwest League in terms of average. Matt Chamberlain out in right field. L.J. Jones back into the lineup tonight. He'll DH and bat fifth. Mac Chambers, the switch-hitting third baseman, bat sixth. Francisco Hernandez in the seven-hole at second base. He had a couple of knocks in his last couple of games as well. Tommy Jew in the eight-hole and left. And Zade Richardson getting another crack in the lineup. He'll bat ninth and do the catching for Rodriguez. Looking at the Timber Rattlers lineup, they enter tonight's contest 11-6, losers of three in a row. Sal Frelick will be the leadoff man, trying to be the catalyst for this Wisconsin lineup. He's up to 295, two home runs, nine RBIs. Had his second home run of the season, a solo shot in the eighth inning. That made it a 2-1 contest at the time. Tristan Peters will bat second in DH. Joe Gray Jr., who struck out three times, got the whole ballpark free hardies yesterday on Education Day. He'll bat third and right. Darian Miller doing the cleanup duties and catching. Wes Clark at first base will bat sixth. The switch-hitting Xavier Warren will bat seventh and at third. Ethan Murray at second. Carlos Rodriguez out in left. And Antonio Pinheiro at shortstop will round out the nine for Wisconsin. Moments away from first pitch at Dozier Park, the Chiefs getting set to take the field momentarily. We'll hit one more break, and then we'll come back with weather, a look around the organization, and first pitch with Cody Schindler. All that coming up on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical service. JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Back here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network, Brendan Howe here with you on the Peoria Chiefs pregame show, taking you up until first pitch, which is just coming up moments away. A little bit cloudy, 61 degrees, a calm breeze blowing from right to left tonight. Take a look around the organization quickly. Palm Beach, 6-3 losers against Jupiter last night. San Antonio was able to take down Springfield by a final of 4-1. Memphis toppled Durham 9-6, and St. Louis was off last night. They'll take on the D-backs tonight at 6:45. Just about that time, it is the third game of a six-game set between the Chiefs and Timber Rattlers. Keep it here. First pitch with Cody Schindler straight ahead on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
At Ameren Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. That grid's smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Good evening, Chiefs fans. Cody Schindler here with you. We are moments away from first pitch. Deionis Rodriguez, the right-hander, will toe the slab. He'll face Frelick Peters and Joe Gray Jr. to kick off the top of the first inning. The first pitch is fouled away left side. Away we go at 6:33. 2 minutes early, Deionis has big plans tonight postgame. Don't cancel your dinner reservations. Comes the nothing in one pitch. Frelick chops one over the mound. The second baseman, Hernandez, ranging to his right, throws on the run in time. Job well done, Francisco Hernandez. He's really flashed the leather in the early going. Now the bat's starting to come around for Francisco. One out in the inning. There's Tristan Peters. Game time temperature. We're in downtown Peoria on the 28th of April, 2022, 61 degrees. Riguez gets a swing and a miss, nothing and one. It's a cool 61 degrees. Game time temperature, Broadway. Located at 906 Southwest Adams in Peoria, they've been setting the standard in comfort since 1939. One strike offering, nips the outside corner. It's nothing and two. Rodriguez works in the low to mid-90s. Right-hander peers in. He has a sign from Zade Richardson, and Peters waves and misses. Good start for Deionis Rodriguez. Two quick outs for Joe Gray Jr. The Rest of the lineup for Wisconsin: Darian Miller, Wes Clark, Xavier Warren, 4, 5, and 6. Ethan Murray, Carlos Rodriguez, and Antonio Pinheiro round out the order. Starting lineups brought to you by Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. First pitch to Joe Gray Jr., breaking ball that missed down, 1-0. Tough one for Joe Gray yesterday. A great one for the kids in attendance. He struck out 3 times, sending everyone home with free hearties. He pops one up right side on the 1-0. It will get foul and out of play. Bounces onto the concourse level. We battled Mother Nature earlier in the day. It did rain much of the late morning and early afternoon. 1-1, a wave and a miss to make it 1-2. The field is in great shape. Overcast skies, the lights are on, taking a noticeable effect here early. The 1-2 from Rodriguez. Strike three, ring him up. Giannis Rodriguez, he's been good in his own right through 3 starts. He says, hey, don't forget about me. 3 up, 3 down with a pair of punch-outs. We got the home half of the first. Wisconsin nothing. Chiefs coming up. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight.
Adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
The Wisconsin starter is the southpaw Brandon Nahr, 5'10", 217 from Summerfield, Florida. He was signed as a free agent back in 2020. On the year, 1-1 with a 2-2-0. He's been pretty good for these Timber Rattlers. Last time out, he picked up a win. Gave up 2 runs over 5 2/3 against Quad Cities. He did give up a pair of home runs in that game. Mason Wynn will greet him. He takes a high strike, 0-1. Chiefs lineup filled out by skipper Patrick Anderson. We'll give it to you following this one strike delivery. It's a strike called, 0-2. Wynn and Tico Bushberger at the top. Chamberlain, Jones, and Chambers, 4, 5, and 6. Hernandez bats 7th. Tommy Jew, yesterday's hero, bats 8th. Zade Richardson, the catcher, in the 9th spot. Nahr's 0-2 is skied to center. Frelich calls it and corrals it. One away. Oh, it was up there for a long time. The wind blowing right to left at the moment. Maybe a little in from time to time. Certainly does not feel like a hitter's night. I can't believe our game time temperature reading was 61. Nahr misses down into Mike Antico, the Peoria center fielder. It feels much chillier. One ball, no strikes. The next pitch, low for ball. Fensley, Rodriguez, Frelich, and Gray left to right across the outfield. Warren, Pinheiro, Murray, and Clark from third to first in the infield dirt. Darian Miller is a catcher, and he couldn't frame that pitch. It's 3-0. Kenny Jackson calls balls and strikes. Nathan Diedrich on the bases. 3-0, and Tico takes all the way, takes ball four. One on, one out. Here's Jacob Buschberger. Buschberger had an interview today with publication back in his hometown, and he said, well, I'm a popular guy back home. He swings and misses an awkward cut at a curveball. Look, this is a guy who needs to get a little more publicity amongst Cardinals prospects. All the guy has done so far is hit. Hit over 300 with Palm Beach last year. He's at 352 to kick off the 2022 campaign with 13 ribbies. Leads the team top 10 in the Midwest League. About time we start talking about Jacob Buschberger. He's a versatile guy. He can play just about anywhere on the diamond. A one pitch from Nahr, taken down and away, a ball and a strike. I don't think people realize just how big and strong Buschberger is as well. Next pitch is grounded towards second. Murray goes to Pinheiro for one. The return throw to first is late. Be a fielder's choice for Buschberger. Tico retired 4-6. At second. Two away. There's Matt Chamberlain now, back in the four spot. 2-7 runs driven in. Lefty-lefty confrontation. The first pitch is in the dirt. Buschberger took two hard steps to second before hitting the brakes. Chiefs wearing the home whites. We have not seen that a ton here in the early going, but they look crisp and clean this evening. Timber Rattlers wearing their road grays, a traditional uniform matchup. Chamberlain skies one foul left side. No score, bottom of the first inning. Game number three of this series with a win. The Chiefs secure at least a split with three more in the hopper. There goes Buschberger towards second. The pitch is high and away. The throw down is late. Bang, bang play. Pinheiro came flying in to cover the bag. Buschberger just did beat the throw. It's another stolen base for the Chiefs, who attempted seven swipes last night. They were 4-for-7. Buschberger now at second. The 2-1 is fouled off at the plate. 31 steals now on the year for Peoria. That puts them in front of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers with 30. He would love to draw first blood. The 2-2 is cut on and missed. High heater. Chamberlain a little behind it. He strikes out swinging. The inning is over. Nahr strands that runner at second. No damage done in his first frame. We go to the second. No score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time. And even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Four, five, and six, Duke for Wisconsin against Giannis Rodriguez, who was very sharp in the first. He pumps in a strike to get ahead of Miller. Nothing at one. Miller, he's been good majority of the offense for Wisconsin at this point. He takes outside one and one. Through two games, the Timber Rattlers have scored just three runs. Hard to win that way. Comes the 1-1. Strike called at the bottom of the zone, make it 1-2. Saw Rodriguez do this in his last start. In between pitches, he reaches into his back pocket, perhaps just to keep his hand warm. 1-2. Miller lines one towards left field. Coming on is Jew. The diving attempt. He traps it. Caught it on the hop. Ball was clearly down. A valiant effort from Tommy. A single for Darian Miller. Said he's been a big part of their offense. He continues to rack up the hits in this series. Rodriguez has to work from the stretch for the first time. Wes Clark, the batter. First pitch, front door breaker, missed down and in. Clark, 161 on the air, a homer, eight runs driven in. He rests that back foot right on the back edge of the chalk line. He can't get much deeper in the right-handed batter's box. 1-0 home, a swing and a pop-up, foul ground behind the plate. It will land amongst the spectators. Ball and a strike on Clark. He moves around. He was behind the dish last night. He's back at first this evening. He gets a long pause. Now the 1-1. It's in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. Zade Richardson will ask for a new baseball. This is game six on the year between these two foes. Chiefs with an early 3-2 lead in the season series. 2-1. Lively heater called strike two. Rodriguez touched 97 in that first inning. It was a lot of 93, 94, 95. Cedar Rapids touched 97 in the early going here. See if he goes back to the heater. Instead, he throws a fastball to first, pickoff attempt. Miller back in. Just underway, no score here at Dozier Park in downtown Peoria, Illinois. Scoreless top of the second. Rodriguez, the right-hander, fires home. And Clark lasers one towards left field, but right at Tommy Jew, who hauls it in. Without any trouble, one down. Clark a little out on his front foot. Shows you how big and strong he is to get that much wood on it. He was definitely out in front of the off-speed delivery. One on, one out. Xavier Warren steps in, the switch batter. Goes from the left side for this face-off. First pitch, strike called, nothing and one. Now, if you're a Chiefs follower, you know that relief pitcher John Beller has one heck of a mustache. Quality stash. Xavier Warren might give him a run for his money. They've got his picture up on the board here in right center. That's good stuff. 0-1 misses down and in. Noelle here to our left, pinch hitting as our DJ tonight. She says no chance. But that's better than John Beller's stash. Look, it's a good stash nickname for a mustache, right? Am I missing something? I mean, other than stash? Yeah, what, the caterpillar? 1-1, little bloop shot into right. Chamberlain, a late break, but it's going to hang up, and he hauls it in for out number two. Yeah, we'll get the research department on that. Two down, Ethan Murray, the batter. Murray at second this evening. We've seen him all over the place. Short, third, and now second. If you're a fan of patterns, he will start tomorrow at first. Pickoff throw chases Miller back. I don't think he's particularly inclined to run, but the Wisconsin team, just like the Chiefs, they like to put runners in motion. Murray bats from the right side. Rodriguez fires home. Breaking ball missed down and in 1-0. Rodriguez, pretty typical three-pitch guy. Fastball, curveball, change. You see the most of. Might mix in a little different wrinkle every now and again. 1-0 is lined softly in the left for a base hit. This will two-hop into the glove of Tommy Ju. Lobs it back in to old Miller at second. Cheese becomes a little more binding here. 2-on, 2-out for Carlos Rodriguez. Set it on the air. Perhaps last year, I want to rehash it as we're into the 2022 season. Beloit, they obviously have undergone quite the makeover, a new team name, the Beloit Skycarb. Rodriguez takes high for ball one. I believe they had the fans pick the name, Beloit Cheese. Is that right? Or am I making that up? That seems like something that might have caught on in the state of Wisconsin. Rodriguez fouls one back, 1-1. Beloit, now they're in the process of naming their new mascot. And of the eight finalists, one of the names is Homer. Now, how does that work? The liner foul left side, it's 1-2. I understand why it would work for them. They say the sky carp, that's the term for folks who don't migrate south when the weather gets cold. So I understand why that would be attractive, but we beat you to the punch by like 20 years. I'll have to talk to Larry Larson about that voice of the sky carp. We'll see him in a few weeks, sometime in May. 1-2 missed down and in. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on, two hits in the inning. We're rolling twos here in the top of the second. Rodriguez. Deep breath, now the pitch home. Swing and a miss, strike three. That ends the inning. Rodriguez worked himself into a mini jam. He gets out of it with the punch out of Rodriguez. That's his third K through two. We go to the bottom of inning number two. We're scoreless in Peoria. You're listening to the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey begins.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do.
And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at AmarinIllinois.com/Peoria.
Score. Bottom of the second inning. We don't have any fun in the press box. LJ Jones takes ball one just in off the plate. Threw a lot of softy balls out of the window, and not sure any of them found the intended target. 1-0 pitch. Jones holds on a check swing. 2-0. Hitters count for LJ. The next delivery is a strike called. This time it nipped the inside corner. 2-1. Jones, Chambers, and Hernandez, the scheduled hitters. 5, 6, and 7 against Brandon Orr, whose next pitch is fouled back to the netting. Chiefs, with their win yesterday, got back over 500. They're 9-8 on the year. Jones spits on a breaking ball in the dirt. The count full 3-2. Timber Rattlers 11-6. They're alone in second. 3 games behind Cedar Rapids, who is just lapping the field at this point. Now the payoff pitch paints the inside corner for strike 3. Nar couldn't have walked it up there any better. He doubted that one up on the inside black. One away for Mac Chambers. What I like about Mac, I think I've said this before, but he's not a guy who has a lot to say. He fouls the first pitch back towards the sweet level. He just lets his play do the talking. He's really come in and has done nothing but hit. 333 on the year. He's hit from both sides, a switch batter. He fouls the next pitch back. It's 0-2. Nar works from the windup, turns and deals the 0-2, a foul tip into the mitt for strike 3. All of a sudden, 3 straight Ks now for Nar, who has settled in his own right. Worked around a one-out walk in the first, otherwise he's been locked in. Cisco Hernandez the next to bat. He takes a strike call at the bottom of the zone, 0-1. Hernandez really done a great job of knowing the zone. He's taken a lot of walks. He laid off a spinner that time. It's 1-1. He's got the average up to 231 after a slow start. He's taking his walks. He's been a plus defender. Done a lot of good. 1-1, missed in off the plate. Had some glove side run, certainly. 2-1 the count now. Next pitch on its way. Wave and a miss. Hernandez to be a little behind that one. He hadn't seen a heater. Did that time. He was a little tardy. 2-2. Nar to the plate. Hernandez grounds one towards second. His counterpart, Murray, down to a knee. His throw nearly pulled Clark off the bag at first, but he kept the toe, and that ends the inning. So a modest 3-round out, but 1-2-3 inning for Nar. We're through 2. Giannis Rodriguez will look to answer as he goes back to the mound. No score, 3rd inning. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. my CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Chiefs and Timber Rattlers in a scoreless deadlock. We head to the top of inning number three. Antonio Pinheiro lead things off, followed by the top of the order, Sal Frelick and Tristan Peters. Away we go. First pitch from Rodriguez, a strike called, nothing and one. Infield shifts slightly towards the hole on the left side. Mason Wynn, the shortstop, cheating that way. The 0-1, a wave and a miss. Pinheiro is trying to park that one onto Jefferson Street, nothing and two. Two strikes. Next pitch, a jam shot grounder towards the hole on the left side. Wynn gathers and throws to first, one away. Mason Wynn, read his scouting report. Second time through the order, here's Frelick. He grounded 4-3 in his first at bat. Rodriguez to the plate. Nearly clipped Frelick. Inside for ball one. Rodriguez lifts his arms over his head. For turning and dealing to home plate. The next pitch, a jam shot back towards the press box, lands to our left. 1-1. Two hits in the ball game. They both belong to the Timber Rattlers. We're in the visiting half, top half of inning number three. The 1-1 missed badly from Rodriguez. Two balls and a strike. For Dionis, his 62nd career appearance, his 16th start, made 12 a year ago at Palm Beach, started all four times through the rotation here as Frelick bloops one in the left for a knock. He had a big game yesterday, solo homer. Singles the other way, one-on-one out, Tristan Peters the batter now, we'll see. If Frelick is on the move, I feel pretty confident saying when Frelick is on the move. Both these teams run a ton. And, yeah, pickoff throw from Rodriguez. That's probably a good idea. It's probably a Forrest Gump reference we could make right about now. Frelick, modest lead. Running that time, Peters hits one high and deep. Right field into the corner. Chamberlain at the wall. He has room. Peters didn't miss a home run by much. It's a long out number two. With two outs, Joe Gray Jr. digs in. Went down looking in the top of the first. Already struck out four times in this series. He lays off a breaking pitch. Scratched that five times in this series. But a tough go for Joe to start the year, but that's the beauty of baseball. It's a game of redemption. It's a long season, the whole nine yards. Frelich not on the move. The 1-0 is grounded towards third. Chambers gets it on the good hop, fires across the diamond, and Buschberger got his foot back to the bag. Looked like his foot may have come off in an effort to climb the ladder, but the base umpire, Nathan Diedrich, said he kept the bag, and that ends the inning. Three shutout for Dionis Rodriguez. We go to the bottom of inning number three. No score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
The bottom of inning number three, no score in Peoria. Tommy swings and misses, count nothing and one. Jew has a nice job against Wisconsin pitching to this point. Another swing and a miss to make it nothing and two. Tommy hitting .357, five games against Timber Rattlers, two homers, OPS north of 1,200. Breaking ball that didn't break. Moves the count to 1-2. Against the rest of the league, Jew just 4-37. Next pitch, good curveball. Jew takes strike three. He was looking for something else, didn't get it. These two starters racking up the punch outs at seven between the two, four for Gnarr. Zade Richardson steps in, getting the rare start behind the plate tonight. It's been used mostly as a designated hitter. First pitch. Get me over breaking ball drops in. Nothing and one the count. By the way, Michael Packard, our official scorer, sent us some mustache nicknames. Richardson late with that swing. Nothing and two. The toothbrush. The handlebar, naturally. Okay. Two strike. Richardson a little late getting set up that time. 1-2 the count. The horseshoe. Okay. Makes sense. Two offering. Two balls and two strikes. The walrus. That's my favorite. The walrus mustache. Richardson grounds one foul to the left of third. Just spoiled a pitcher's pitch. See if he can get another one to his liking. The walrus. Maybe we'll run into John Beller tomorrow and tell him that. Hey, man, that's a heck of a walrus you got there. What? 2-2. Pitch home. Swinging a ground ball towards third. Knocked down by Warren with the backhand. Richardson is aboard. We'll see how they score it. So, Zade aboard with one on and one out. Here's Mason Wynn. They're giving an infield hit for Zade. Wynn takes a knee-high strike, nothing and one. The Peoria dugout loved it. A few guys were watching with bated breath. Now the 0-1. Wynn cranks one to right field. Joe Gray turning, looking. He's got room on the warning track. Wynn just missed his second home run of the year. He was going to the deep part of the yard, too. With two outs, here's Antico. Lefty-lefty battle. First pitch missed down, 1-0. Richardson aboard at first. Here's the next offering. Antico pops it up. Foul ground right side. Should be a room for Clark. The first baseman makes a catch. Still on the grass to end the home half of the third. Zade Richardson, infield hit. But no damage done. We're through three. We're scoreless. Brendan Howe, he's back in action this evening. He'll have 4, 5, and 6 for you on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria. At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary.
We move along to the fourth from Dozer Park. Wisconsin back to the plate in a scoreless ballgame. Dionis Rodriguez back to work, toeing the slab from the first base side of the rubber. He'll get set to face Darian Miller to kick off the top of the fourth. First pitch, a fastball, runs away. One ball, no strikes. Miller single to left field. His first time up was left at second base. He'll be followed by Wes Clark and Xavier Warren in the frame. Rodriguez, glove over the head, kicks and throws, off speed, finds the outside corner, 1-1. No runs, 3 hits, no errors for Wisconsin at this point. No runs, just 1 hit for the Chiefs and no errors. And a briskly played ball game on a bit of a chilly night from Dozer Park. Here comes the 1-1 from Rodriguez. Fastball skied in foul ground. Catcher Richardson loses the mask toward the netting, but that one will clank off the seats. And a nice play down there, and this made in the third row. Ball and two strikes on Miller. A 245 hitter, 3 home runs and 6 RBIs entering action tonight. Batting in the cleanup slot in the Wisconsin order. Rodriguez sporting the long red sleeves underneath the white home top. Lifts the leg and fires a 2-strike pitch. Got him, strike three. Got him to fish outside the zone. Down goes Miller for out number one, and that'll bring up Wes Clark. Dionis Rodriguez chalking up another strikeout. Make that number 4 on his night. And Wes Clark will get another crack at the right-hander, 0-for-1. Pull out to Tommy Ju at left his first time. Taking his cuts from the right side. First pitch to him. Off-speed runs in. A ball and no strikes. A lot of long sleeves and jackets around Dozier Park tonight. First pitch temperature, red 61 degrees. I have a hard time agreeing with that one. As the 1-0 pitch dips into the dirt, 2 balls and no strikes on Clark. If the mercury tallied 61, I certainly am not feeling it. 2-0 from Rodriguez, here it is. Fastball smoked into left field. That one's way back there, and that ball is gone. Solo shot for Wes Clark, his second of the season. And that puts Wisconsin on top by a run here in the fourth. Wes Clark got all of that one. Turned around an inside fastball and blasted it to left field. Clanking it off the upper section of the wall down there by the Sepkew sign. There's a metal railing there that guards the left field berm. And the wall kind of tails off into the walkway behind the grass. Hit it so hard it ricocheted off of that and off the railing and back into the field of play as Xavier Warren takes a strike. Nothing and one. The fourth hit of the ball game gets Wisconsin on the board. And the right-hander's 0-1 on the way home. Fisted foul back and off to the left of us here in the press box for strike two. Wisconsin also had a solo shot yesterday off the bat of Sal Frelick. That made it a 2-1 ball game in the eighth inning at the time. And then, of course, Tommy Ju would be the hero in the bottom of that frame with a home run of his own. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball. Couldn't get him to fish after it. A ball and two strikes on Warren. 0-for-1 in his own right as well. Flew out to Chamberlain in right his first time. Glove in front of the face for Rodriguez. Kicks and throws the 1-2. It misses badly. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bases clear, one away, Wisconsin half of the fourth. If you're just tuning in, Wes Clark moments ago just launched his second home run of the season to give the T-Rats a 1-0 edge. 2-2, Rodriguez peering down to Richardson for a sign. He's got one, and the pitch. 2-2, that one misses down and in by the shoe tops. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Bit of a scarce crowd on hand tonight from Dozier Park, taking in this one. Rodriguez, the payoff pitch, here it comes. Wave and a miss, strike three. Over the top of an off-speed pitch down, and the second strikeout of the frame for the right-hander will turn things over to Ethan Murray. Warren retreats to the dugout 0-for-2. Here's Ethan Murray, singled to left field his first time. First pitch to the right-handed batting Murray. Off speed, nibbles at the outside corner for strike one. Rodriguez looking to work quickly here. He's got his sign, lifts the leg, and rocks and fires. Another fastball, spots it up on the outer half of the plate. Nothing in two. Chance for Rodriguez to do it himself here and strike out the side. See what he's got dialed up here on 0-2. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Have an inning, Giannis Rodriguez. 3 punch-outs for the right-hander. But Wisconsin gets on the board first. They lead it 1-0 off the solo shot from Wes Clark. Peoria back to the plate in the bottom of the frame when we return. The Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Jacob Buschberger making strides to the plate to begin things in the bottom of the fourth for the Chiefs. They suddenly find themselves down 1-0 off of a solo home run in the top of the inning, courtesy of Wes Clark, his second of the year. Buschberger, Matt Chamberlain, LJ Jones go up against Brandon Knarr. There has been a buzzsaw out there on the mound as Buschberger looks at strike one down and away. Just the one hit for the Chiefs to speak of offensively tonight, a one pitch. Breaking ball, tapped foul at the plate. It looked like it may have gotten a piece of the catcher, Miller, as he is hunched over behind the dish. Kenneth Jackson will walk a new baseball out to Brandon Knarr to give Miller some time to recover, but it looks like he's in a lot of pain back there. Trainer on his way out, and as well as skipper Joe Arolt. Miller is crouched down behind home plate on all fours. He has lost the mask, and from our angle up here, it appeared as if Buschberger had foul-tipped one, and he just caught a piece of the leg of Miller, as he is now up and walking around the home plate area. Wisconsin has already suffered one injury to a starter in this series. That was Tyler Black in the series opener. He is certainly good news on that front. Injury bug has already gotten to the T-Rats once, and certainly they do not want Miller to follow suit. It's the 0-2 in there, knee-high strike on Buschberger. No argument from him. He goes down on strikes. And Brandon Knarr records another punch-out. That's number 5 on his evening, and that'll bring up Matt Chamberlain. Chamberlain digs into the lefty batter's box. Lefty, lefty battle, and the pitch way up and in. Dusting back Chamberlain off the plate a bit. One ball, no strikes. Chamberlain, a strikeout victim, his first time around to end things in the Chiefs' first. Takes a look at another strike. Touching up the inside corner with a heater. One ball, one strike. Knarr working quickly. Rocks and throws. Breaking ball tapped up the first baseline. Fouls. It'll trickle toward the Chiefs on deck area. 1-2. Wisconsin has struck first tonight. Just the one run on the solo shot. And when the T-Rats have scored first this year, they've been very good. A record of 7-3 when they draw first blood. Here comes the 1-2. That pitch down below the knees. Two balls and two strikes. Good take from Chamberlain to stay alive. LJ Jones taking some cuts in the on-deck area. Knarr's ready for the two-strike pitch. Here it comes. Chamberlain lifts it the other way to left, chasing back Rodriguez, and he'll make the catch on the run toward the chalk for the second out of the inning. Two up, two down for LJ Jones. The base is clear and two outs, trying to keep this bottom of the fourth rolling for Peoria. Just a one hit. It came from Zade Richardson on an infield single as Xavier Warren had some trouble handling that one at third. First pitch swinging for LJ Jones. Lofts it to shallow center. Coming on strong as Frelick dives. Oh, he mishandled it. It deflects off his glove, and Jones will take off for second while he will reach safely. Now the Chiefs a man in scoring position. Back to call this one. It'll be a hit. Second hit of the night for the Chiefs. Look to be maybe some miscommunication out there with Pinheiro and Frelick as both of them took a leisurely jog out to shallow center. I think the other one thought that they would take care of it. Pinheiro trotted back. Frelick came trotting in thinking Pinheiro had a read on it. Neither one of them did, and by the time that Frelick reached the scene, it was too late, and Here's Mac Chambers, who takes a first pitch strike at the knees. So a runner into scoring position for the Chiefs and L.J. Jones. Here comes the 0-1 to Chambers. Breaking ball dips into the dirt. One ball and one strike. Chance for Chambers to come through here with a base hit and potentially tie up the ball game. If he can find some outfield grass, perhaps maybe split a gap. A lot of room out there in right center if he can go opposite way. Here comes the 1-1. Tried to do just that and fouled it off to the right above the Chiefs' dugout. And they'll reach the sweet level. 1-2 on the switch hitting Chiefs' third baseman. 333 clip for Chambers. He's been swinging a hot bat of late. The 1-2. Fisted it foul. Nearly took Francisco Hernandez's head off in the on-deck area. Just an excuse-me swing to try and stay alive, and he did. Pitch ran up and in on him. That's about all you can do with a pitch high and tight like that. Jones a modest lead off the bag at second. A ball and two strikes the count to Chambers. A pitch from Knarr into the dirt. Chested up by Miller behind the plate, 2-2. Still moving a little bit gingerly behind the dish after taking one off the right leg. 2-2 to Chambers. High hold with the bat above the right shoulder. Knarr out of the stretch. It is 2-2 offering. In the air to center field. Sending back Frelick. He's got it to make the catch and retire the side. So the double from L.J. Jones does not come to pass. The Chiefs still trail it 1-0. We move to the fifth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Top five from Dozer Park in Peoria. Carlos Rodriguez, Antonio Pinheiro, and Sal Frelick. 8-9-1 for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Two up against Dionis Rodriguez. Wisconsin on top 1-0 as we enter the fifth frame. And the first pitch of the inning foul tipped off the bat of Carlos Rodriguez. 0-1. It was the solo home run from Wes Clark in the top of the fourth that has us where we're at currently in the box score. The 0-1 from the righty Rodriguez. That one misses away. A ball and a strike. It's been at least one hit in each of the last three trips for Wisconsin. And two in the second and one in each of the third and fourth. On a ball and a strike, Rodriguez to the plate. Off-speed pitch. Finds his spot on the outside corner. 1-2. Rodriguez doesn't like it. Has a couple of words for home plate umpire Kenneth Jackson. Rodriguez fanned the side on strikes his last time. He's got Rodriguez on the palm of his hand. The 1-2 in the air toward left center field. Chasing Jew back a couple of steps. He's got a read on it just in front of the track. He'll make the head high grab. And there's one down for Antonio Pinheiro. One up, one down in the top of the fifth. And the T-Rat shortstop will try his luck for a second time against Rodriguez. 0 for 1, grounded out to shortstop his first time. Swings the stick from the right side. Bit of an open stance. Wiggles the bat above the right shoulder. First offering to him on a line. That'll get down into left for a base hit. Pinheiro will hit the bag hard at first, take a wide turn and stop there as the throw from Jew comes back in. They'll try and backpick him at first, not in time. Though a base hit from Pinheiro. Took a big turn at first base like he was thinking about trying two. Wisely held up. Fifth hit of the ballgame for the Timber Rattlers now. And that'll turn things over to the top of the order for Sal Frelick, who singled in his own right his last time up. Rodriguez forced to work from the stretch. First base side of the rubber as he brings his glove down to the belt, up to the shoulder, now to the chest. First pitch. Breaker play just a little bit off. One ball, no strikes. For the most part tonight, Rodriguez has had excellent command of his pitches, evident by the number of strikeouts he's been able to tally. Here's the 1-0. Up and away, two balls, no strikes. Couldn't paint with a heater there. Two balls and no strikes. Wind has died down a little bit from Dozer Park. It was blowing steadily about 10 miles an hour from right to left at first pitch. The 2-0 from Rodriguez. Get me over pitch, finds the outer third. Two balls and one strike. Inning started with a Carlos Rodriguez fly out to left, and Antonio Pinheiro moments ago laced a single to left. A short lead at first, held on by Buschberger. Rodriguez ready. And that will spin and fire back. In head first with a dive as Pinheiro safely. Chiefs trying to, at the very least, earn a split with a win tonight. And to do so, they'll have to come from behind as they trail 1-0 here in the top of the fifth. And still three games on the back burner to come later this week. The 2-1 from Rodriguez. That one dips down and in by the shoot tops of Frelick. He's in the driver's seat now, 3-1. Rodriguez has yet to walk anyone tonight, after giving up 5 in his last outing. He's able to dance his way around those. Didn't come back to bite him in that outing. See what he has here on 3-1. Runner takes off. Frelick rips one down the right field line, hooking foul. As it rattles into the corner. And the count will be filled up on Frelick, who's a little bit frustrated with himself. About a half second later, that one's in fair territory. Count filled up, 3-2. Pinheiro back to the first base bag. Got another trivia question for you tonight coming on the way. Maybe this will become a trend. Cody started it up yesterday with a bit of a doozy. Again, the pitch is low for ball 4 to Frelick. Pinheiro up to second. Frelick draws the free pass. He's on for the second time tonight. And here comes Tristan Peters again. That'll prompt a mound visit. No action in the Peoria bullpen. Now some stirring getting underway as Edwin Moreno makes his way out. I'll have to have a bit of a conversation with Rodriguez, as well as the catcher Richardson and the rest of the Peoria crew in the infield. After the first out from Carlos Rodriguez, it's been two consecutive base runners, courtesy of a base hit and a walk moments ago to Sal Frelick. Tristan Peters also carrying an 8-game hit streak into tonight, so that's something to follow if you're a Timber Rats supporter. And on first and second, one away, Wisconsin half of the fifth inning. Rodriguez, a peek to second, now fires home. First pitch to Peters, a little bit low. Rodriguez gives a quick shake of the head on his way back to the rubber. A ball and no strikes. Peters has gotten his average up to over 300 during this eight-game hit streak. 1-0 on the way. This one towered to right field. Chamberlain moving back. He's got room in front of the track. He will camp under to make the catch. Tagging from second, trying to go to third is Pinheiro. There won't be a throw, and they'll be on the corners with two away. So a productive second out for Tristan Peters as he moves Pinheiro up 90 feet. So now it'll be up to Joe Gray Jr. to try and keep this top of the fifth inning going. Pinheiro at third, Frelick at first. Joe Gray at the plate, who's Ofrak at Rodriguez tonight. First pitch to him, starting to stop from Frelick at first, and it's a strike at the knees to Joe Gray. You heard Cody mention it earlier on in the broadcast. Joe Gray, a rough go of it for him last night, but certainly a day to remember for everyone in attendance as they'll have free Hardys on the way. No balls and a strike. The delivery from Rodriguez chopped up the third baseline. Foul. Barehanded play made by the Timberrats third base coach down there. Fine play. Flip it to a youngster in the front row. Quickly nothing in two on Joe Gray Jr., who's already punched out once tonight. He pinwheels the bat through the zone and rests it atop the right shoulder. Now gives it a little bit of a waggle. Rodriguez abreath the 0-2 into the dirt. Good waist pitch. Couldn't get great offer. One ball, two strikes. Perhaps we'll serve you up that trivia question at the bottom of the fifth inning when the Chiefs come to the plate. Considering it was one heck of an offensive night for the subject of that trivia question. Frelick taking off for second. The pitch is outside. Throw down is not in time. Frelick able to swipe his sixth bag of the season. So now two into scoring position for Wisconsin. And the count, two balls and two strikes, it's evened up to Joe Gray. A base hit could do some damage here on this fifth for the T-Rats. Rodriguez trying to make sure it doesn't happen. Can he chalk up another K? The 2-2 on the way. Checked his swing. It gets away from Richardson. Here comes Pinheiro for the plate. He will score without a throw. Now they're signaling to throw to first on the drop third strike. And they tag the batter, and he's out. What in the world did we just see? Pinheiro trickled away. But it was a drop third strike as Gray offered at the pitch. So Richardson then collected the ball and tagged Joe Gray out. Oh, a lot to unpack there. Chiefs coming up to the plate in the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway home from Dozer Park on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Francisco Hernandez to dig into the right-handed batter's box to kick it off for the Chiefs in the bottom of the fifth inning. We had a topsy-turvy end to the top of the frame as Hernandez looks at a strike. where you're still trying to figure out if the run will count on that play that concluded the top half of the fifth inning. We'll explain it to you in just a moment. Out of the wind, kicks and fires. Hernandez over the top of a breaking ball down. It's nothing and two. It was a drop third strike to Joe Gray Jr., who checked his swing, and it trickled away from the catcher, Zade Richardson, about 10 feet behind home plate. Here's the 0-2 to Hernandez. That one in there on the corner, strike three. Hernandez goes down looking without an argument. And there's one gone in the Chiefs half of the fifth. Antonio Pinheiro was the runner at third base. He then scampered home, seeing that Richardson couldn't locate the baseball, which you would think is just a routine play. But since it was a drop third strike, the Chiefs dugout was yelling for Richardson to tag the batter Joe Gray out, which he did so. As Tommy Jew, the new man to hit, takes a look at one inside. So a lot to unpack as the top of the fifth inning came to an end, as Jew takes a fastball inside, 2-0. 0-1 is Tommy, a strikeout victim his first time. And the next pitch to him, a 2-0, goes up out of the zone chasing after it. Two balls and a strike. Nahr working quickly, the 2-1 offering home. That one tails away. Couldn't get Tommy Jew to go after the hard stuff outside. 3-1. Big hole up the middle for Tommy. In the driver's seat on 3-1. The pitch roped to third, but right into the webbing of Warren's glove. He snares it for out number two. Jew hit that one on the screws, but right at the Wisconsin third baseman. Down he goes for the second out in the fifth. And that'll bring up Zade Richardson. Notched himself his first hit of the season in the third inning, much to the delight of his Peoria teammates, and takes one that a little bit low, but a called strike. Nahr's been working north and south a lot in his outing tonight. Here comes an 0-1. That one is Richardson flashes a glare at Kenneth Jackson. None too happy with these first two strike calls. Nothing in two, the pitch home. That one tails up and away, a ball and two strikes. Nahr already one strikeout in the inning. See if he can dial up another one. He can't do it here. Breaking ball skips downstairs, 2-2 the count. Two quick outs here in this bottom of the fifth inning for the Wisconsin starter, Brandon Nahr, the 2-2. Breaking ball on the ground towards shortstop. Pinheiro to his left, shuffles and fires in time, and that will retire the side. A 6-3 putout if you're scoring at home. The Chiefs go in order. No runs on, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Wisconsin still leads it by a singular run. It's 1-0 as we head to the sixth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
We believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
top of the sixth, Darian Miller set to dig in. And before action, we have time by home plate umpire Kenneth Jackson. And now play will resume as Miller digs in from the left side. Wes Clark, Xavier Warren to follow. Dionis Rodriguez still on the bump for Peoria. First pitch, fastball skied behind home plate and into the seats. Nothing in one. No balls and a strike on Darian Miller, who stayed in the game after taking a ball off of the right leg, knee-thigh area. 0-1. Wave and a miss right over the top of a fastball out of the hand of Rodriguez for strike two. Miller trying to jumpstart something for the Timber Rattlers offense in the top half of the sixth. Two-strike pitch to him. One dips down a little bit below the zone. Dusts it off. A ball and two strikes. According to our official score, that run will count for Wisconsin. That ended their half of the fifth inning. A ball and two strikes from Rodriguez. That one off speed. Tails inside. Two balls, two strikes of the count levels. On the leadoff man, Darian Miller. Offense has been hard to come by here tonight thus far. Rodriguez kicks and fires a 2-2. Trying to pump a fastball right by him, but Miller able to just get a piece of it off the inside part of the bat and trickled it foul toward the Chiefs' dugout. Count will hold. He'll do it again. Two and two as Rodriguez out of the windup, glove at the belt, brings it to the face, over the head, kicks and deals, and a fastball that misses away, three balls, two strikes. Another full count for Rodriguez. 77 pitches, 50 strikes on his evening tonight. Here he comes with a payoff. Foul tipped into the mitt, held on to by Richardson for strike three. And Miller goes down on strikes for the second time in as many at-bats. I'll bring up Wes Clark as the Peoria infield now shifts over to the left for the right-handed hitting first baseman. Launched his second home run of the year his last time up and goes first pitch swinging here and bloops it onto the infield. Sky high. Chambers comes over from third. The second baseman Hernandez comes over to take it for the second out of the inning. Hernandez had to come a long way to corral that baseball. Calling off both the third baseman Chambers and shortstop Wynn makes the catch. And there's quickly two away for Xavier Warren. Get to our trivia question in just a moment. We had a bottom of the fifth inning that went in the blink of an eye, and this sixth inning is scooting along as well. First pitch to Warren. Roped back up the middle right where it came from. That'll get into center for a base hit. Xavier Warren doing his part to extend the sixth inning as Rodriguez had to go squatting out of the way of that one. Now a man on with two away for Ethan Murray. The trivia question is, Taylor Ward of the Angels is the second Major League Baseball player in the modern era to have a double, a triple, and a grand slam and four runs scored in a single game. Who is the other one? Let you chew on that one for a little bit. Another visit out to the mound to chat with Rodriguez, this time with some action in the Peoria bullpen. See if this may signal the end of the night for Rodriguez. Can't get a number currently on the arm down there in the bullpen. Looks like a right-hander. Rodriguez will get the nod for now. Back to the dugout heads Patrick Anderson. In climbs Ethan Murray. His third trip to the dish tonight. A single and a strikeout on the ledger for him. Peoria infield shifting to the left. First pitch, swing and a miss. He's looking to launch that one out onto Jefferson. Was Murray. Down, no balls and a strike. Warren creeps off of first. Buschberger holding him on. Rodriguez from the stretch. He kicks and delivers. Chopped up the third baseline right into the glove of Chambers. He'll fire it across in time to retire the side. 5-3 put out. Wisconsin strands a runner aboard at first. They go down scoreless in their top of the sixth inning. 1-0 our score from Dozer Park on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness.
All right, Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Chiefs back to work in the bottom of the sixth. It's a first pitch strike to Mason Wynn, down and away. Certainly a pitcher's pitch there for Brandon Knarr, who's back to work for his sixth inning. Up and in, look out, spinning Wynn back out of the box. One ball, one strike. Left-hander working quickly, 1-1. Off-speed pitch, misses outside. Two balls and a strike on Wynn, who has an 11-game hit streak on the line tonight. Is 0-2 to this point in the ballgame. As he awaits the 2-1, here it is. Big spinner that finds the top of the zone for strike two. Wins 4.32 clip, good for number one in the Midwest League in terms of average. The 2-2 on the way from the lefty. Swing and a miss. Wynn expecting something else. Fooled him, had him out on his front foot for strike three. Brandon Knarr had no problem slicing his way through this Peoria order tonight. And here comes Mike Antico. 0-1 with a walk to this point in the ballgame for him. Trying to get this Chiefs offense going. And Antico looks at a knee-high strike, 0-1. Some groans coming from the first base dugout. Certainly a generous strike zone as Antico lines it right to the shortstop. Pinheiro squeezes it for out number two. Went the opposite way with it. Barreled it up pretty good, but right place, right time for the Wisconsin shortstop. And there's two up and two down in the blink of an eye in the Chiefs' half of the sixth. Still trailing things 1-0 as Jacob Buschberger climbs in. First pitch to him. Looks at a strike. Down in the zone. Brandon Knarr saying, if you're going to give that to me, I'm going to keep going right back there. Here he comes on an 0-1. Back to the same spot again. Missed with it this time, though. It's a ball and a strike on Buschberger. Reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning and struck out more recently. The 1-1. Chopper towards short. Pinheiro to his left. Gloves and fires in time. Inning over. Just like that, the Chiefs go down without a whimper. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. The Chiefs goose eggs to this point in the ballgame. They trail Wisconsin 1-0 as we head to the seventh. Cody Schindler will have you the rest of the way on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate.
we connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Peoria's playing tonight.
Adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Julie called to the pen, brings Levi Prater on. He does not have a decision. 2022 campaign, a 208. Earned run ever at times, the Ada, Oklahoma native. His first pitch out of the pen is a curveball that looked good but ruled a ball by home plate umpire Kenny Jackson. 1-0 Wisconsin. We're in the seventh. Cody Schindler back with you. Rodriguez is swinging a foul onto the roof. It's 1-1. Prater, 4 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 1 run it was earned, 6 walks, 5 strikeouts. Next pitch home, breaking ball, missed inside, 2-1. Rodriguez, 0-2, a strikeout and a flyout. Lefty-lefty battle here. Prater fires to the plate, and it's lined towards left field. It will get down for a hit in front of Jew. And then the ball got away on the hop. Late break for Rodriguez, but he gets the second safely. It will be a single and an E7. He was kind of in between whether he wanted to make a diving effort or played on the hop, and it hopped up on him rather quickly. Got a glove on it, but it trickled behind him. That allowed Rodriguez to advance to second. So a single in an E7. Pinheiro, the number 9 batter, showed bunt. He takes high for ball one. Prater peers in. We kick in the pitch. High, ball two. There is a right-hander up and throwing in the Timber Rattlers' pen. The lone run in this ball game, a solo homer in the fourth. Line drive rocket off the bat of Wes Clark. It's a 2-0 to Pinheiro. Bunted foul. One bounced up and got a piece of him, but he right-handed batter's box. If he were outside of the box and the ball hit him in play, he would have been ruled out. Timber Rattlers have pieced together some hits. 7 knocks compared to just 2 for the homestanding Chiefs. 2-1 pitch, a breaking ball that missed inside, 3-1. It is really cooled off this evening. 8 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. In the top of the seventh inning, the 3-1 to Pinheiro is hit in the air, deep left field. Jew will watch this one fly way out of here. Antonio Pinheiro, not known for his pop, squared that one up. A long home run. The Wisconsin shortstop, it's now 3-0. Prater, that's the first home run he surrendered in 2022. That bull did not need any help. A cold night. Bull has not traveled very well. That bull made it up onto the concourse. First pitch to Freilich, missed for a ball, 1-0. It's down and away. Here comes the next offering. It's a chopper to second, right at Hernandez. He gloves chest high and throws to first, one away. 4-3 if you're scoring along at home. Tip of the cap to Giannis Rodriguez, by the way. Six innings, six hits. He allowed just the one run. He struck out eight. First pitch from Prater to Peters. It's down and away, ball one. 3-0, Wisconsin looking for their first win of the series. Game number three. Here's an alert 2-0. Prater with the long red sleeves underneath his white jersey. Next pitch. Breaking ball high, 3-0. Peters taking all the way. Takes high for ball four. Three of the first four batters have reached now against Prater. There's couple of right-handers just stretching in the Chiefs bullpen. Joe Gray Jr. steps in now from the right side. Prater a long look at first. Now pitch home, gets a wave and a miss. Prater ahead, nothing and one. Do it again tomorrow, 6:35, first pitch, same time, same place, same two teams. Prater, a throw over to first, close play. Peters nearly lost his footing. Back in safely. One strike. This pitch misses down and in, check swing appeal, but Gray held up. One on, one out. 3-0 Timber Rattlers lead. The next pitch, a swing and a miss. Looked like a straight change. One ball, two strikes. About a double play ball here. Get back in the dugout. Back door. Curveball missed. Did not get to the corner. 2-2 now. Prater, the left-hander. Slide step in the pitch. It's high. The count full 3-2. Prater made 53 career appearances at OU, 11-8 with a 3.56 earned run average, the Oklahoma Sooners. Runners on the move, the 3-2 missed down for ball four, perhaps inside. Peters was on the move with the pitch. He will not get credit with a stolen base. Gray aboard via the free pass, 2-1, 1-out. And we've got Edwin Moreno walking towards the mound. Gives us a moment to check in with the Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. We take a look around the majors. Cardinals in action tonight against the Diamondbacks, 5-0 St. Louis. at Busch Stadium, that game in the fifth. Other scores will give you some finals. Just about everything is final on Thursday, a popular travel day. Angels beat the Guardians 4-1 in Anaheim. Blue Jays blank the Red Sox 1-0. Royals 5-2 winner over the White Sox. Astros beat the Rangers 3-2, a game that they did not have a base runner through six. Well, in our game, Darian Miller takes ball one. Lefty-lefty confrontation. Twins 7-1 over the Tigers. Rays 2-1. They beat the Mariners 5. Marlins squeak by the Nationals 3-2. Phillies a winner 7-1 over Colorado. Brewers 3-2 over the Pirates. Curveball drops in for a strike. A lane-changing curveball had Miller ducking for cover. Count 1-1. One other final. Padres beat the Reds 7-5. One other game in progress. Braves lead the Cubs 2-1 in the sixth. 2-1 gone. Here comes the 1-1 pitch from Levi Prater. Fastball, strike called on the inside corner. It's 1-2. Nick Trogerlich Iverson up and throwing in the Chiefs bullpen. Quick working right-hander. We haven't seen him in a while. 1-2 to Miller. Another breaking ball. That one upstairs. Two balls and two strikes. Timber Rattlers, they've scored all three runs via the long ball. Solo shot in the fourth from Wes Clark. Antonio Pinheiro, two-run no-doubter here in the seventh. On the 2-2, that hit Miller. I'm on that front shoulder, got a big piece of him. Launched the bat towards the third base dugout. And this is danger time now. Sacks full, one away. For Wes Clark, who has already left the yard. And Patrick Anderson will not let the left-hander face him. Peoria skipper out to the mound. He will take the ball from Levi Prater. He will then hand it to Nick Trogerlich Iverson. We'll tell you more about T.I. when we return. 3-0 Timber Rattlers threatening for more. Julie called the pen, brings Trogerlich Iverson on to the mound. Listen to Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Keep it here.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better. Better than being a customer at a bank. My SethQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Nick Trogerlich Iverson on the right-hander from Oakville, Ontario, Canada. 1-0 on the year with a 9-6-4. 4 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 5 runs all earned. 5 punch-outs to 4 walks. He'll face Clark here with a sacks full. And just one out. Not Levi Prater's night. He gave up 2 on the homer. And then allowed 3 straight to reach. 2 via the free pass, 1 via a hit by pitch. Trogerlich Iverson ready. Pumps in a strike. 0-1 to Clark. Trogerlich Iverson will work in the low to mid-90s with the heater. His breaking stuff has come along quite a bit from last year. 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Nice pick by Richardson. 1-1. Timber Rattlers a chance to break this one open. Up by 3. Next pitch to Clark. A swing and a miss. He was looking for the Grand Salami. One ball, two strikes. Gerlich Iverson, the long sleeves, the high socks. Set and ready, here he comes. Pitch is downstairs, 2-2. In the home half of the seventh, following a rousing seventh-inning stretch, the Chiefs will send Chamberlain, Jones, and Chambers to the plate, 4-5, and 6. Here's the next delivery. Heater off the plate, the count full 3-2. Iverson use the strike pitch here. Instead, a ground ball base hit in the right. One run in. Here comes a second runner, and safe is Joe Gray. Beat the throw from Chamberlain and Wright. It's 5-0 Wisconsin. Nice night for Clark. Three RBIs, a pair of hits. So made a loud out back in the second with a lineup. Xavier Warren now. Switch batter takes high and away, ball one. Gerlich Iverson from the stretch is next to offering a strike called, 1-1. Five nothing. T-Rats and Warren drives one deep to right field. It will bang off the base of the wall. One run is in. That's Miller, Clark, and Wisconsin. Yeah, they've blown this one open. It's now 6-0. At the corners now for Ethan Murray, 6 runs on 10 hits. Timber Rattlers trying to take out some frustration after losing the first two here at Dozer Park. Infield in for Murray. Late swing and a miss. Count 0-1. Here's the next pitch from Gerlich Iverson. There's a strike called. Nip the outside corner. It's 0-2. Right-hander ready. His next pitch in the dirt, and he lost his footing. The delivery just couldn't plant. Looked like a sprinter who tripped out of the blocks. Now the 1-2, a check swing. Murray went around. No need for an appeal. Kenny Jackson had it behind home plate. Two down. The T-Rats will hit around in the seventh, however. Carlos Rodriguez led off the inning with a single to Tommy Jew and left. Nobody's feeling better than Brandon Nahr right now as Rodriguez fouls the first pitch back to the netting. It was a 1-0 game, 20 minutes ago. It's now a 6-0 game. And the bullpen most likely be asked to get the last 9 outs for him with plenty of cushion. 0-1 pitch is grounded softly to second. Right at Hernandez. He fields and throws. The damage done. 5 runs in the inning, including a homer. And then they pieced it together. Some self-inflicted damage. 2 walks, a hit by pitch, and back-to-back hits from Clark and Warren, all part of the 5-run inning. We go to the home half of the seventh. Chiefs Trail 6-0. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Chili Call to the Pen brings on Kent Hassler. Hassler 5'10", 205. High strike, nothing in one. To get ahead of Matt Chamberlain. Chamberlain, Jones, and Chambers, the middle of the Peoria order due. Love to just scratch a couple and kind of stem the tide a little bit. Next pitch cut on and missed. Nothing and two, a quality changeup. Way ahead is Hassler. The next pitch in the dirt, one and two. Hassler, the right-hander, next pitch, it just missed. Two and two. Here's the next delivery home. Strike three, call. Chamberlain goes down looking. Here's L.J. Jones. Jones, a hustle double. His last at bat. Blooped one in front of the center fielder, Frelick. Made a diving attempt. Jones able to scoot up to second. First pitch was low. 1-0 the count on L.J. Designated hitter tonight. He was out getting some early work at first. Kind of a man without a position. But he can hit. 1-0 heater, a strike called. It's 1-1. Hassler, his fourth appearance of the year. And in a third scoreless against us back on April 10th. Right-hander ready, the 1-1 try. Jones hits on a mile foul. Long strike two down the left field line. Hansler ready, set at the belt, the deep breath and the pitch home. Jones grounds one sharply to third, pass to diving Warren and into left field. LJ with two of the three Peoria hits tonight. He's aboard with one out in the bottom of the seventh. Jones from Chula Vista, California. I'm sure he's not fond of the weather tonight. Breezy, very chilly. Warren One on, one out now for Chambers, who gets to bat from the strong side, the left side. He takes high, 1-0. Suspensions handed down in the Cardinals-Mets brouhaha from the other day. Chambers takes a strike. It's 1-1. And the Cardinals still up 5-0. It's Arizona tonight, but the suspensions will come into play at some point. The pitch missed down and in. Jones is on the scoot for second, and he's in there. Jay Jones. How about that? A little stolen base. Helped the pitch was in the dirt. So he's now at second, one out. Get you those suspensions here in a moment. Nolan Arenado with two games. Next pitch to Chambers is fouled off his front foot. Suspended. I'll give you all the spiel after the 2-2, which misses down the count, full 3-2. Two games for Arenado, one game for Henesy Cabrera. Both were also fined. Additionally, Jack Flaherty fined. He participated in the dust up while being on the injured list. Payoff pitch fouled off of the plate. We'll do it again, 3-2. From the Mets side of things, Yan Lopez, who threw the pitch up and in, fined, not suspended. Tywan Walker, fined as well. Same situation. He was on the injured list, and he got involved in the scrum. That thing got hairy there for a few moments. Another 3-2, a pop-up. Shallow left towards the line. Rodriguez in fair territory. Stops on a dime and makes the catch for out number two. That news came down. Also, some very interesting comments from Joey Votto today. Francisco Hernandez do. The Reds are 3-16. And he said, this is awful to experience each and every day. We're competitors. Our job is to win. Andes takes a heater for a strike, 0-1. To go out and get smacked around every day is anti-everything that we're about. For me, it's an awful and embarrassing experience. You have to keep going, but when you're in the middle of it, definitely embarrassing. 0-1 missed off the plate, a ball to strike. Votto, such a great ambassador for Cincinnati. While he's been a thorn in the side of Cardinals and many other teams in the National League, have to feel for him a bit. The big money deal in the Reds, boy, they shedded some payroll this year, to put it lightly. Ball two, strikes on Hernandez. Jones, the runner at second. Measures a big lead. The next one is lined into center field. A base hit. Jones will be waved around. This should get the Chiefs on the board. The throw from Frelick is cut off by the first baseman, Clark. Shutout over. It's 6-1. RBI for Hernandez. Just his second of the year. Now 6-1, Tommy Jew, the batter now. Tommy 0-2, hit one on the button last time for an out. Strike called to begin Jew's at bat. Next delivery, check swing. Jew went around. It's nothing and two. It is a minimal lead. The next pitch from Hasler swung on and missed for strike three. Catcher Miller throws down to first to complete the play with two outs. Jew can run despite the bag being occupied. Jew goes down swinging. The Chiefs do get one back on the two-out single from Francisco Hernandez. We're off to the eighth. 6-1 Wisconsin on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
Curveball your way? Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Nick Jugurlik-Iverson will look to keep the deficit at 5, 6-1 Wisconsin. Pinheiro, Frelick, and Peters do 9-1 and 2. Timber Rattler sent 10 men to the plate as part of that 5-run 7th. Andrew Jugurlik-Iverson, a quick worker, and he pumps in a strike, nothing in one. Pinheiro had his first homer of the year in his last AB. Comes the one strike offering. He misses down, 1-1. Here's the next pitch. Pinheiro, another big hack. Fouled it back towards the on deck circle. It's 1-2. Next offering, Pinheiro, late swing. Chiefs bullpen. 1-2, the next pitch, strike three. Sit down. Pinheiro goes down looking. I think still has to be pretty pleased with his body of work tonight. Pair of hits, including the homer. Look, Iverson will take the strikeout. One away, here's Frelick. And he represents the fifth time through the order for the T-Rats. He takes away for ball one. Frelick has lived up to the expectations here in the early going. Next pitch in off the plate. Sits at 297. With his one hit today, 2-0, swinging a pop-up, foul ground, left side, Chambers, the third baseman over, win the shortstop over. It's Chambers in front of the bullpen bench. He makes the catch. Four or five pitchers went scrambling. Chambers with the wherewithal to avoid the traffic and ultimately haul that in, stealing out for his pitcher. Two away, Tristan Peters steps in. First pitch, paints the inside corner. Strike one. And the wind up, the next pitch home. Outside, 1-1. Peters, big swing and a miss. Count now 1-2. Jugurlik-Iverson, a very quick worker. Right-hander ready to go. His next delivery missed down and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs in the inning. Bases empty. 6-1 Timber Rattlers were in the top of the eighth. Here's the next pitch from the right-hander. Peters skies one to center. Antico drifting back. He's now camping, and he makes a catch. Inning over down for Nick Trokerlik Iverson. We go to the home half of the eighth. Chiefs trail by 5 with 6 outs to play with on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Zane Richardson will lead off the home half of the eighth inning. 6-1 Wisconsin lead, looking for their first one of the series. The right-hander, Kent Hasler back, nothing and one. But Colin Schmidt up in the Peoria pen, perhaps he'll get the ninth. Next offering from Hasler, that one missed. High and away, 1-1. Zade picked up his first hit of the year in the third inning. Next pitch, cut on and missed. It's 1-2. Gave you the scores from around the majors. Let's give you the scores from around our league, shall we? Do that momentarily. Next pitch to Richardson. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. One out in the frame. Here's Mason Wynn. Wynn's hit streak is on the line. His on-base streak is on the line here in the bottom of the eighth. He's 0 for 3. A pair of flyouts and a strikeout looking. Flyout to right in the third. That ball was particularly well struck. It's a pitch from Hasler. Wynn takes a strike. 0-1. Right-hander works exclusively from the stretch. His next pitch home is tomahawk to center field. Frelick going back. Now he's under it, and he makes the catch for out number two. A couple of balls well struck by Wynn tonight that on a different evening weather-wise may have been more interesting. He's now 0 for 4, and that hit streak in serious jeopardy now. Scores from around the Midwest League. We have two games currently in progress. Cedar Rapids a strike away from beating Beloit 3-0 in the bottom of the ninth. Top of the eighth, Quad Cities on top of South Bend 5-2. Of course, you know the score here. Finals from today. Great Lakes a winner 4-1 at West Michigan. Lansing a winner 4-1 at Lake County. Fort Wayne a winner 4-0 at Dayton. So four, it's been the lucky number to this point. First pitch to Mike Antico, a strike. There was a brief delay after a ball got loose in the Timber Rattlers' pen down the third base line. Comes the one-strike delivery. Antico takes strike two on the outer third. He's in battle mode now. 0-for-2 with a walk is Antico, the Colts Neck, New Jersey native. Plenty of room up the middle for Antico. He hits one hard, but right at the shortstop, Pinheiro. He went down to a knee, and the throw to first is in the nick of time. They have underestimated the speed of Mike Antico, who was busted all 90 feet. He nearly stole a hit. Stata goes 6-3, and the Chiefs go 1-2-3. We're off to the ninth, 6-1 Timber Rattlers on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
And for the Chiefs, the left-hander, Newbern, North Carolina, Julie Call to the pen. The numbers for Mr. Schmidt. He's used some experience with the pen. I feel like you can say that about a lot of guys, right? Both teams have a lot of bodies down there. And obviously with the rosters expanded to 30, you can have 16, 17, 18 active pitchers on your roster. Joe Gray Jr., the batter, he taps one slowly to third, backhanded by Chambers, who throws on the run in time. Nice play by Chambers, charging, and then used the backhand. Steadied himself, threw a strike to first, 5-3 after scoring at home. One away for Miller. Schmidt does not have a decision on the year. Four innings pitched, three hits, four runs, three of them earned, four walks to three strikeouts. ERA right around 7. Lefty-lefty battle here. The pitch home from Colin Schmidt is a strike call. 8-0 Cardinals all over the lowly Diamondbacks tonight, Busch Stadium. Here's the next pitch. Breaking ball missed off the outside edge, 1-1. Here's a 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Miller chased a bad one. Schmidt ahead in the count. The 1-2. A squibber foul off the end of the bat. Had some gnarly spin on it. Miller fair, which it was not going to. He was maneuvering down the first base line. Game now is getting blown around in the wind. Said it's really cooled off here. Chilly night, Dozer Park. The 1-2, wave and a miss, strike three. Miller, third time tonight that he's punched out. Second time he's gone down swinging. And with two outs, bases empty. Here comes Wes Clark. In the bottom of the ninth, the Chiefs will need some base runners. They'll turn to Bushberger, Chamberlain, and Jones. Schmid turns and deals. First pitch, it's swing and a miss. Looked like a changeup. Had Clark fooled. Count 0-1. We've got some of the wooers out here in the ninth. Don't care for those guys and gals. Next pitch grounded foul to the left of third, nothing to two. Yeah. But did you see the video on Twitter? Joe Davis, the voice of the Dodgers and soon to become the voice of baseball, I suppose, right? With Joe Buck's departure for ESPN. Two strikes on Clark. We may have to hold this story for the bottom of the ninth. Next pitch in the dirt. We've got time. Joe Davis just spent a good 45 seconds today just absolutely dragging Peppa Pig. I assume he has a young son or a young daughter that watches Peppa Pig. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Nice job, Colin Schmidt. Two strikeouts in the inning. Woo! We go to the bottom of the ninth. Chiefs need five to keep playing, six to send them home. 6-1 Denver Rattlers on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? That's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more. More with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Bushberger, Chamberlain, and Jones represent the last chance against Cam Robinson. The newly entered right-handers, first pitch taken high, 1-0. All pitching changes brought to you by Julie. Robinson. His next pitch, a strike called, belt high, 1-1. Robinson's been very busy. First appearance of this series, a 1-1, grounded in a right, a base hit. It's a good start for the Chiefs. They'll need a few more base runners. Bushberger. It's first knock. Now Matt Chamberlain, the batter. Chamberlain 0-for-3 with a pair of punch shots. Average right around the Mendoza line at 204. Let's see. First. This game just a little over 2 hours old. We're in the bottom of the ninth. The 1-0 pitch taken high and away. Two balls and no strikes. The five-run seventh, quite the outburst for Wisconsin. Otherwise, it's been a pretty quiet game. Timber Rattlers did rack up 10 hits. 2-0 from Robinson. In the dirt for ball three. Miller knocked it down, lost his mitt in the process. Rather, that was just his mask. Lost something. Wild pitch. Allows Bushberger to advance to second. Well, a single. Now three straight misses from Robinson. This is not what you want to do with a five-run cushion. Next pitch is a middle-middle strike. He recalibrates. It's 3-1. Bushberger, the runner at second. Measures a modest lead. The next pitch home, a jam shot pop-up on the infield. Shortstop Pinheiro hardly had to move, and he gloves it one down. Brendan Howe will have all nine innings tomorrow. Rejoin you on Saturday. Tomorrow's probables. Antoine Kelly, left-hander for Wisconsin. Robson pumps in a strike to L.J. Jones, nothing one. Austin Love will go for Peoria. 6:35 first pitch, pregame show at 6:20. The 0-1 LJ. Swinging a ground ball towards short. Pinheiro charges, throws on the run to first. It's high, but handled by Clark. Two away. Bushberger to third on the play. And it will be up to Mac Chambers. Tip of the cap to Pinheiro. Nice bounce back. He had two errors yesterday. The Timber Rattlers had four as a team. But a clean game today, and Pinheiro's been right in the middle of it. Right-hander Robinson. This is in the dirt for ball one. Miller able to knock it down. Six-one Wisconsin, looking to get the sometimes elusive 27th out. Breaking ball low, 2-0 the count on Mac Chambers. Hitless today, a pair of flyouts and a strikeout. Two balls, no strikes. Robinson, the late kick in the offering. There's a strike on the outer third, 2-1. Robinson was a 23rd round pick in the 2017 draft at a University High School in Orlando, Florida. He gets a ground ball here to the right side, knocked down by a sliding second baseman Murray, but no throw to first. It's an infield hit, an RBI for Chambers. The Chiefs do get one closer. It's now 6-2. And they keep bringing that tying run a little bit closer to the on-deck circle. Still standing in the dugout. Francisco Hernandez digs in now from the right side. Breaking ball stayed high, 1-0. Chambers not being held at first. We'll see if he takes off. Not running on that pitch. Hernandez takes a fastball. Strike one. Robinson will strike. There goes Chambers. The pitch is down for ball two. That will be a defensive indifference as he was not being held. That's got to be our first defensive indifference of the year, right? Love when we can sneak one of those into the broadcast. That's for all you loyal baseball fans who stuck with us through nearly nine full innings. 2-1 miss low. Three balls and a strike. Tommy Ju is on deck. If he were to bat, the tying run would get to the on-deck circle. Hitters count for Francisco. Robinson twirls the 3-1 home, and it's fouled at the plate. I think he got a piece of Francisco. Count loaded to the brim, 3-2. Infield and outfield playing relatively straight up. The center fielder, Frelick, playing somewhat shallow, I would say. Payoff pitch in the dirt. Ball four. Hernandez took an extra few seconds for trotting down the line. Was indeed ball four. Jew the batter now, but first we will have a meeting on the mound. They'll send out their pitching coach to have a word. 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Wisconsin. 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for our Chiefs. Just one more time to check in with the Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. Look one more time around the Midwest League. It has gone final from Beloit. Cedar Rapids, a 3-0 victory over the Sky Carp. The Colonels now 15-3. That's the best record in minor league baseball. 2-on, 2-out. Jew takes downstairs 1-0. One other game remains in progress. 5-3 Quad Cities over South Bend. That game in the ninth. You know the finals. Late kick of next off for Rain. Strike called on the inside corner. 1-1. Tommy 0-3, but essentially won the contest yesterday. I think he's still in the good graces of his teammates. 3-run homer in the eighth. He had a 3-run homer here and make it a 1-run contest. 1-1 try. Jew waves and misses. Had bad intentions with that swing. For the first time tonight, Chiefs are down to their last strike. Aaron Antonini, by the way, is now in the on-deck circle. He would bat for Zade Richardson. Should Jew reach? On the 1-2 try. In the dirt, good take. 2-2. Chiefs, by the way, will need a significant rally if they want to win their eighth straight here at this ballpark. The 7 consecutive home wins that tied the longest streak since 2018. Here's a swing and a slow roller to short. Pinheiro gloves. He throws to first, and that ends the contest. Nice bounce-back game for Pinheiro personally, and a bounce-back win for the Timber Rattlers after losing the first two. They get the win column in this series. 6-2 the final. They knock off our Chiefs. The tying run did not get an opportunity. Antonini left stranded in the on-deck circle. 6-2 the final. Timber Rattlers win it. They improved to 12-6. Chiefs back to .500 at 9-9. Brendan Howell will have the postgame show next. Cody Schindler saying good night from Dozer Park in downtown Peoria. Won't talk to you Friday. We'll talk to you on 5. First pitch for that one, 6:35 tomorrow. And Brendan Howell will set the table with tomorrow's probables. 6-2 Wisconsin winner tonight. Postgame show next. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate.
we connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Not much going right for the Chiefs tonight. They dropped this one, game three of a six-game series to the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers by a final score of 6-2. It was Wisconsin who... really, for the most part, it was a quietly played ball game up until the seventh inning, in which Wisconsin then exploded for seven innings. It was a five, or in the seventh inning, exploded for five runs, rather, in which would propel them to a 6-2 victory. Both teams would score in that seventh frame, but it would be the Timber Rattlers who took the most advantage. They brought 10 men to the plate, and five of them scoring on four hits and error, and they left a couple of men. It was a home run from Antonio Pinheiro, not known for his first and second RBIs of the season to go along with that first long ball. And in addition to that, it was a couple of walks to Tristan Peters and Joe Gray Jr., a hit by pitch to Darian Miller that loaded up the bases. Wes Clark would then single home a couple of runs. Xavier Warren then doubled and scored a run. Ethan Murray would strike out. Carlos Rodriguez would ground out 4-3, and that would end the threat all told, but it would be those five runs that made the difference in the ball game. All in all, other than that, it would have been a 2-1 Peoria victory if you subtract that seventh inning that ended up in catastrophe for the Chiefs. Wisconsin picks up their first victory of the series. The Chiefs still lead the series 2-1. Game four will come tomorrow night. First pitch 6:35 here from Dozer Park. The starters tonight, Dionis Rodriguez was excellent. Went six innings of one-run baseball on six hits, a walk, and eight strikeouts for him. On the other side for Brandon Nahr, he was untouchable. Six innings, two hits, no runs, a walk, and seven strikeouts. He was in total command of the strike zone. He set down seven consecutive Chiefs at one point in this ballgame. He was absolutely marvelous. And then Kent Hassler and Cam Robinson came in behind him to shut the door on any hopes of a Chiefs comeback. The Chiefs would make a little bit of noise in the ninth. They brought home a run on a Mac Chambers RBI single, his ninth of the year. But other than that, it would be a single from Jacob Buschberger and a walk from Francisco Hernandez. The Chiefs would strand a couple of runners, and that would end the ballgame. The final line score, Wisconsin, 6 runs on 10 hits, no errors for the Chiefs. 2 runs on 6 hits and 1 error. The Chiefs drop to 9-9 on the season, and Wisconsin improves to 12-6. That'll just about close the book on this one, folks. We're back here, same time, same place, same couple of teams tomorrow. The Chiefs and the Timber Rattlers. 6:35, first pitch from Dozer Park. Pregame beginning at 6:20. Catch all 9 innings with me tomorrow night right here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. But for now, for the entire crew up here in the press box and for Cody Schindler, I am Brendan Howe saying good night and thank you for joining us here on this Thursday evening. Have a good night.